Hi, this is Zandy Fell from the Zolt Group with the Zolt Bubble, Disabilities is Diversity, a mediation case study. Recently, I was called in to facilitate a discussion between two employees at a call centre over mounting tension over bonuses and the perceptions of favouritism. Nina and Debbie were the participants, and Nina was blind. During the individual preparation session, I specifically asked her if there was anything she needed me to do or to happen to make the process effective for her. Pretty much the same question I ask everyone. She asked for two things: one, that her guide dog be seated near the door so it could easily see the exit, and the other one was to have the documents ahead of time. I arranged both the room setup and the delivery of documents accordingly, and we even had to postpone the session because the documents came a bit late and wanted to make sure she'd had enough time to digest them appropriately. Other than that, the intake session was nondescript. As a conflict resolution practitioner, we need to deal with diversity, and our success is based on our ability to manage it with flexibility and often without participants even knowing that we're doing it. It's really just managing difference. In my opinion, it's the awareness, acknowledgement, and accommodation of difference, and entrenching that with flexibility is how we support people through difficult conversations. Choices we make, like things like conversation structure, the location, room setup, our questioning approach, how directive we are, that all depends and varies on the diversity we have in the room. If I have someone who speaks really quickly and jumps from point to point, then as a mediator, I have the awareness that that's happening and I acknowledge it and accommodate it by doing things like slowing them down through questioning or using strategies like summarising frequently to keep things on track. That's difference. That's diversity. And we have to manage it. Back to my little case study. The diversity in the room on that day was that I had a participant with a disability. As a mediator, it's my responsibility to use appropriate disability etiquette and language. What happened in the joint session is worth sharing, not from a content point of view, but from a behavioural vantage point. Debbie's support person kept trying to pat the guide dog and get its attention. When I advised him that the guide dog was working and shouldn't be distracted, he explained that he just really liked dogs. Something else that was quite obvious is when Debbie spoke to Nina, she spoke more slowly and more deliberately and louder, and actually often addressed her support person than when she spoke to anyone else in the room. So, what did I do? I called a break and had a discussion with Debbie and her support person about blindness, disability, and some of the behaviours I'd observed. Debbie was really open to this feedback, and I was really impressed by that. And that allowed us to have a pretty frank discussion. After that discussion, the mediation continued with a different tone, and we could focus on the content and what was actually causing workplace tension. Some relevant information that I shared with Debbie and her support person are some of the following statistics. There's also some statistics here that I would have liked to have at hand when I was speaking to them. But 2.2 million Australians of working age, that's between the ages of 15 and 64, have disabilities. 53% of people with a disability in that age bracket participate in the workforce. Another fact is an overwhelming number of people with a disability will not discuss it with those they work with for fear of not being given employment or being treated fairly at work. Odds are you either have a disability or work closely with someone who does. Disabilities include things like sensory and speech impairments and physical restrictions and psychological disability. Psychological disability being the most underrepresented in our workplaces. Some of the other things I talked about with Debbie was don't assume someone with a disability has other disabilities. That is, just because Nina is blind, her hearing and mental capacities were unimpaired. Ask the person about their disability. Talk directly to the person with a disability. Don't talk to their support person if you think they can't understand you. Disability is diversity. Diversity is just managing difference. Like all diversity management, having awareness, acknowledgement, and accommodation will allow for participation, and that leads to productivity. And it's also just good business and social practice, in my opinion. I started my career in diversity management, and creating a level playing field is simply the way I think and operate. Actually, it's a secret. Well, not so secret, but it's a passion. Our latest effort at the Zolt Group is that you can now access our blog in audio, which is what you're doing. We'd love your feedback. And if you'd like to speak about a situation in your workplace, we'd love to hear from you. Have a great day.